Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, there you are in Annapolis, and it is the day of the official transition from the Democratic administration to the Republican, from one governor to the next, Larry Hogan. What's the mood down there?
Well, you know, I think it depends on what party you're with, Frazier. If you're with the Republican Party, if you're a delegate or a senator from a Republican area of Maryland, you're very excited about this. I think a lot of Democrats down here are anxiously waiting to see how Larry Hogan is going to govern. And in some respects, there are a number of Democrats down here are really waiting for what will likely be their first introduction to the new governor.
Well, there's really been, in the run-up to the new governor, we've really had sort of an era of good feeling, haven't we?
We have. There's been a lot of talk about working across party lines and, a lot of compliments in terms of the people that Hogan has selected for himself. And now the governing begins, and we'll see who gets the long knives out first.
I wonder when there's ever been a situation where the vanquished Democrat met with the victorious Republican almost hand in hand, as they did quite recently. I'm talking about Anthony Brown and Mr. Hogan. It was amazing.
Yeah, that really was something, and in my almost, I guess, 15 sessions down here, a fairly unique experience during the opening day of session with everybody preaching the gospel of bipartisanship.
Well, we're going to find, things are going to move quickly now, aren't they? We're going to, as soon as the governor gets sworn in, almost within a day, he's going to, we're going to see what's in his budget, aren't we?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, for the last 8 weeks or so, Frazier, we've had a governor-elect who has repeatedly declined to talk about policy initiatives and specifics in his budget, saying that there's only one governor at a time. But tomorrow, as of 11:30, when he's sworn in the Senate chamber first, he will be the governor of the state of Maryland. And 24 hours later, he's going to roll out his budget in a public manner.
Do we have any idea what he's going to say when he speaks? I mean, he'll be out there on the steps of the State House, and it'll be his job.
I think there seems to be an expectation that he's going to strike. He's going to keep some things fairly close to his chest. You're probably not going to hear a lot of policy. It sounds like those things are going to be rolled out in fits and starts as we head up to the state of the state. I don't think that you're going to see a lot of budget, because he's going to save that for tomorrow. But I do think that what you're going to see is you're going to see the governor-elect touch on a lot of the same themes that he touched on when he ran for election, getting Maryland back to a business-friendly climate, and attempting to restore, in his opinion, some fiscal sanity to the state.
Well, we'll see, and it'll all start to come very quickly. Brian, really good to talk with you. Glad to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.